Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
We've missed her.
Ring her back.
Oh, ring her back. Ring her back. Ring her back. Back back. Ring her back. Ring her back. Ring her back. Back back. Ring her back. Ring her back. Back back. Back back. Back back.
Hey.
We're so sorry that we missed your calls.
Hey.
Hello, our Katie. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you guys?
For those who don't know, our Katie was our raid yesterday. Oh, whoa.
What's happening?
What's happened here? Katie, you're showing us your screen.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we can see all of your... luckily, I've taken it off. We could have seen all of your tabs.
My Instagram and Twitter. Is it gone?
It's gone.
It's gone.
I can see you now.
All right,
For those who don't know, because some people don't stick around to the end of our show. So at the end, we do a thing called a raid. It's what you do on Twitch, and it's a lovely way of finding new channels and new people. And you know, and it's worth sticking around for, because I think everyone we've had has been delightful.
Yeah,
so
what we do is we look at the screen and we see all the people doing all their things, and we kind of zone in on that one. And you were that one last night, and we're not sorry. My goodness. People loved you.
It was amazing. So just so you guys know, that was my third stream ever.
Oh, mate!
And I was trying to figure out what I really wanted to do with my stream. And I'm sitting there with, like, I think I had one, maybe two viewers at the time. And all of a sudden, my chat just blows up. You guys sent over 800 people my way.
Wow.
Yeah, it was phenomenal. And the people that you guys sent were so kind and so wonderful. And my heart was so warmed by the kindness that you guys chose me.
Oh, mate.
And I just, like, oh gosh, like, I can't tell you how much that meant to me. And I jumped on earlier today and was streaming, and a lot of those people came back, which also was not expected. And we're so sweet and kind, and I can't tell you how much that all meant.
Did you find it scary? Because I'm aware that that piling in with, you know, sometimes between 500 and we've done it a couple of times with a couple of thousand, that it can be really scary. Nice people, you know, within those nice people, there will be some a-holes that come over. And if there were any, I'm sorry, just block and move on, obviously. but I'm also really aware that it could actually be quite scary. And that's not what we're about. But were you scared? Was it okay?
It was a little heart pounding. But I wouldn't say scary. It wasn't scary. It was just like a little overwhelming, you know? But I was not scared. And thankfully I have a very close friend of mine who streams. So he was modding my channel with my two people. So that was super awesome that I had already had that built in.
Yeah.
And he was just like, oh my gosh, like I can't keep up with 800 people, but you know, it dwindled down, but most of the people stayed. I had like got over 100 people for 2 more hours after you guys sent them.
That's incredible.
Oh, that's so good.
And followers, I've followed as well. I know a lot of our people will have followed as well. No, of course. Yeah. We loved it. Because what we're doing with this show is we're doing a phone-in show and we're here 5 nights a week. And, you know, there is so much hate and misery in the world that we just want to, you know, be silly and get interesting people on. And what Catherine, one of the things Catherine and I like to do is to celebrate nice people, you know, and we kind of watched you for a couple of minutes and we saw you didn't have many viewers, and I think that's important as well, to shine a little bit of light on people that might get lost, you know, in the algorithms. And your description seemed nice, and you were kind of on there talking about mental health, which is a big thing for us.
Mm-hmm.
But your third stream though, my god.
Yeah,
wow.
I didn't have anything set up. I stayed up late last night with my mod like setting up stuff, so I had a halfway decent stream. But yeah, I'm a social work major here in the US, so I have a lot of information about that. I'm a nanny, so I've worked with kids for over 10 years. So, we kind of just talked about everything that ranged from mental health to childcare and the political point, this precipice that we're at here in the US. It ranged, and then talking about food debates, is a hot dog a sandwich? Like, you know.
Oh, the stuff that really matters.
That's
yeah.
our listeners.
Yeah, yeah.
That's our guys. Yes.
I mean, it was so much fun. And even today, like I said, a lot of them came back and I really enjoyed them. And that's really what I wanted out of my stream, was just a connection that I had with people. I'm practicing social distancing, even though the rest of my state is not. So I miss that interaction with people. I miss hanging out. I miss talking. And this really gave me that opportunity.
And do you know what you want to do? I mean, this is your third stream. That's early. It took me, you know, I've been broadcasting in the UK on the TV and radio for nearly 25 years. But it took me about 18 months to find what I was calling my digital voice, because mm-hmm. I didn't know what I was online. I know what I am in front of a TV camera and what I am in front of a radio microphone. Online, I'm still getting there. Do you know what, do you have any idea what you want it to be in 6 months?
No. I definitely still, I wasn't sure if I wanted to be like a gamer streamer, because I do play games, or if I wanted it to be more chatting. And now I think I'm definitely leaning more towards the chatting, because yeah. it's that interaction that I thrive off of. And I kind of like the idea of having, like, you know, there was people just throwing out topics and ideas and we would talk about it for a while and people would respond, and then, you know, we would go on to something else slowly but steadily. But I don't have like a set thing Good. Yet on, you know, I'm not sold on just doing this one thing.
Oh, and this is what I need to do. Can we have a shout out, please, for our kitty in the chat? That's what you have to say, and then someone posts the link.
Oh, is that right?
Can we get a shout out, please, for a great streamer, personal friend of mine? Great. Can we get a shout out for
and
her?
And what
please?
Accent is that you're attempting?
That's then? American.
Oh, is it?
Okay. That's American. You probably recognize that accent from America.
Perfect.
That's where that comes from.
Spot on.
There we go. It's up in the chat. Thank you very much, Pete. I appreciate that.
When's stream number 4?
So I'm going to, I did stream this morning, right. So that was 4. So 5 will be, I have to look at a calendar.
We had the most comments on Twitter about you from anyone that we've raided, saying how delightful and lovely. Yeah, yeah, totally.
I found you hugely charming.
So Saturday evening, which would be Central Standard Time, I will be streaming at 4 p.m.
Okay. Which is like maybe, I don't know what Central is. I know what EST and I know...
Hang on, let me look it up.
I know what, I don't know what Central. That would just split the difference. Oh, I don't know. Follow. Just click on the... Stop being lazy, Twitches. There's a link. Go on, click.
My schedule's up. It'll be there.
Go and click on that link.
So it's 4:07 now in the afternoon where you are, right, Katie?
Yes.
Okay.
So 10 o'clock.
Saturday night.
Saturday night, be there. Be there. What else are you going to do?
No one's going out. You shouldn't be anyway.
It's COVID. You know, what are you going to do? Right. Go out and touch people? I don't think so. Although, yeah, maybe they will. It's so nice to meet you. Thank you for being so delightful. You are now part of our team, our family. You are welcome to call in. I had Skype down because we had a guest up, and I just saw you at the end of the chat because I can't really see the chat while we're talking and all of that. But it's so lovely to meet you, and I look forward to coming and popping in on one of your streams again.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And I'm following you guys. So I was like, oh, I got to watch you guys now and see what this is about.
Thank you.
Well, when you work out what it's about, please let us know because we're still trying to work it out, aren't we?
We'll see you later on.
See you later.
Stay safe. I love your glasses. Bye. They're the best glasses.
It's so good.
They're the best glasses. Oh, you can see when I can see when I'm masturbating on a ladder.
Oh, my. Accident at work. Your fault.
Oh, there we go. man alive. Okay, now, I don't want to make a thing of it.
Yeah.
But now we've got 894 viewers.
Oh.
The viewing figures, they are going down.
I think it might be because of this.
This is saving them, right? Oh, I'm bored of Brooklyn 999. Turns out I was watching it because I wanted to enter a state of catharsis. Not catharsis, cryogenic freezing. And so I was watching Brooklyn 99 to be completely passive. It's not actually funny. But I've started watching tonight... Detroiters. Detroiters. It's quite good. I like the people in it. And I've watched 2.5 episodes, Detroiters. And I've also downloaded, because I only ever did the first 1.5 seasons, Eastbound and Down. Did you ever watch that?
I think I started watching it. Is that the one with Ricky Bobby in it?
Who's Ricky Bobbitt?
Ricky Bobby.
Who's Ricky Bobby?
Must be the wrong one.
Well, who is he? I don't know, because I saw it on an aeroplane. Who is he?
Is he like a guy in a trucker cap with a mullet?
Yeah.
Is that... Am I mixing it up?
Like a baseball
Maybe
player.
He's not called Ricky Bobby.
Someone says get Rainbow George on. Well, Rainbow George emailed me.
Did he?
Yeah, but it goes to my spam.
Why?
Because I've just filtered it to my spam.
Oh, no, Talladega Nights, I'm mixing it up. Ricky Bobby was the character played by our favourite person, Will Ferrell.
It's gone. I must have deleted. This is my spam. Oh, well, it's gone then. It's gone. Well, what have I got? George. It's gone. Well, no, he sent me an email saying you should start a thing. Mm-hmm. You should start a thing called the all day. He called it the ADT. Now, what do you think ADT stands for?
All day Twitch.
All day alternative. He said, start a thing. The ADT.
But that doesn't spell anything out. He was always big on starting with the title, which would spell something out, and then working. Was it not the alt? Wasn't it that?
The old day alternative. ADT. Start a thing. I was mean to someone on Twitch earlier on, and I don't think that person's here, but I was mean on Twitch. I've not been feeling great, and someone has been being a dick. But I was right to call them out, but I shouldn't have called them out on Twitch. And I certainly shouldn't have kind of rallied the troops, got a posse with lassos. It's pronounced lassos, I only found out recently. Boy, that was confusing. And got a posse and kind of, you know, steamed in and I humiliated the guy. He was... being, you know, he called you a liar, mm-hmm. and he was being not great, in my opinion, but the pylon was unnecessary. The pylon was instigated by me. I was angry. And so I'm to the Angelos Barry guy. I'm sorry that I instigated the pylon. I still think what happened from your end wasn't great, but the pylon and the way I spoke about you and calling you a weirdo in front of 160 screaming Ian Lee fans was not a cool thing to do. So I apologise for that.
Hello, who's there?
Hello, my name's Aaron.
Hello, Aaron. What How brings you? You to us tonight? We're all right. What's
well,
going on?
Yeah, well, no, I was just going to talk about flat earthers.
Yes.
Well, there was a lovely rocket that went up today to go to Mars called Perseverance. And I just wondered, imagine if you had a flat earther in charge of doing a space mission to Mars. Where would the spaceship end up?
On the flat moon.
Flat Mars.
Really? Well, how does that work?
Goes up.
Yeah. But
how does? Okay. Well, your premise is flawed because how does a disc floating in space work?
Well, it doesn't.
Right. How does it? Okay. All right. How does a ball floating in space work?
No.
You've just poo-pooed their entire theory, saying, "Well, the disc floating in space doesn't work." Okay, how does the ball floating in space work?
I prefer the trampoline theory. You know, if you sit on a trampoline and have a marble, and it goes round, the bigger you are, the more times you need to spin around. That's all I've really wanted to kind of sort of
that literally
up, really.
Makes no sense. I'm starting
yes,
to.
Yes, it does. Of course, it does.
It's got nothing to do with the question you asked us in the first place.
Yeah. True.
But thank you.
Yeah, I think I've destroyed myself.
Thank you very much for your call. Because you know it's all right going. The thing about the disc is doesn't make any sense. Okay, well, explain to me how the ball floating in space works. Ah, no, I don't want to talk about that. Well, then no. We cannot allow that to continue.
What was the marble trampoline thing?
I don't know. And that was the thing. He thought he explained it terribly. I'm sure it possibly does make sense if it was explained by Professor Brian Cox.
Oh, yeah.
But my mum loves Cox.
I think all mums do.
Absolutely desperate to get hold of Cox. She's got pictures of Cox on her wall. No, we're not allowed to show Cox on Twitch. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you would be you'd be so welcome. My God, you'd be welcome. We would love it. We would adore it. They're getting rid of the Argos catalogue.
I know. My cousin used to be obsessed with it. But that was like in the 80s. He used to be obsessed with it. He used to keep it under his bed.
Is it because of COVID?
No, it's because who goes into shops anymore?
Oh, so because of COVID?
Yeah, but if I was going to get something from Argos...
I'd get it from Amazon.
I would order it online first and just go and pick it up. You don't have to go and sit and go sift through their books anymore.
Well, you don't
unless
sift...
Unless you're just out and about.
You don't sift through the books anymore. Now it's on tablets.
No, they always had the books out as well. Laminated ones.
I agree. Time Terrapin says the Argos catalogue was one of my favourite books as a child. I couldn't agree more with that. They're talking about all of them, King Mike. They're getting rid of all of them. They're all going. They're gone. It's history.
My cousin Steve used to be able to say to him, right, page 55, and he'd be able to tell you what was on the page. He was obsessed.
We used to play a game, me and Mackenzie would play a game where you get very high, and then you would like you would have like a £1 million, or so you'd have like £100, and you go, right, what are you going to buy? And you go through it and do that.
Did he not restrict you to a certain
because maybe
area?
It was a certain page. I can't quite remember.
Gosh, the Book of Dreams.
Just wanted to let you know they like the demo and they said they'll contact me about availability. Thank you, Dan. I've absolutely no idea.
That's about the pirate radio station yesterday.
Oh, okay. There we go. You got to do demos for pirate radio stations these days? Surely if you can say you've got your own parrot, then you're in, aren't you? Your shoulder pet. Shoulder pet. My kids are playing shoulder pets with me the other day. Basically, it means they sit on my shoulders and it hurts. Mm-hmm. And it hurts daddy's back. What have you got brought to the party?
That email we were talking about earlier on.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a central email address so we can both see the emails.
LateNightAlternative@gmail.com.
And what we have to do is remember not to reply without checking which email we're replying from because I don't want certain people getting my personal email address.
Yeah.
But we got one today and I thought, oh, okay.
This is from an a-hole.
Well, I thought it would be easily, you know. Okay, here we go. This guy, I'm not going to name names or anything.
Sorry. We got the best mods in the business, right? And what's on the tape? Pete has brought something very important. Sorry, mate. No, you're busy. It's quite important. Just to let you know, when you say your mum loves cocks, people might construe that as meaning male genitalia. Sorry, I know you'll be mortified. I don't think anyone... You knew I was talking about Professor Brian Cox, right?
Of course,
right?
Yeah.
You knew that chat, didn't you? I think it's just you, Pete. You need to have a think.
Pervy Pete.
Go off and have a little think on your own, and when you finish, come back. Pervy Pete. The worst mod in the business. The worst mod in the business.
Brings a tone right down. He's supposed to be maintaining standards.
Awful.
Speaking of which.
And now I can see why you're suffering from mental health issues, if I'm completely honest. And I don't want to use that as a weapon, but actually, I'm going to. I think I'm beginning to understand what's going on inside there for you.
Cox. The phone number, says a helpful emailer, shouldn't be written 0203 286
Oh, this is about our number, yeah.
6370.
Yeah.
It should be 020 3286 6370. The phone code for London is 020. If you try to dial 286 6370 from an 0203 number, it won't connect.
Now I'm getting confused. Okay, yeah.
I responded, it's a Skype number, meaning it's not a London number anyway.
Yeah.
Also, who dials numbers? I mean, you do it the first time. You put it in your phone, don't you? You put the whole thing in your phone. Still. So I responded, it's a Skype number. What?
I'm just laughing at this guy.
Isn't
it
also?
I think I know who it is, but go on.
Isn't it also a phone number that people can dial directly without Skype? Not sure why that's relevant.
Well, because if they were in the 02 region, they could skip the 020 and go straight to the 3.
But most people aren't. This isn't a flipping London thing. People, it's London-centric balls.
I'm just going to go and plug my...
people writing 020... We get further explanation, and this ain't it. People writing 020 numbers as 0207 and 0208 has long been a problem, as there are no such codes as 0207 and 0208. It goes back to the days, we didn't ask, but we're going to get the lecture anyway, when the 0171 and 0181 codes were merged into the 020 code, with an extra 7 or 8 being added to the beginning of the local number to make 8 digits. The 020 numbers with a local number starting with a 3 came into use, such as the numbers used by Skype. People then erroneously started calling those 0203 numbers. There are no such codes as 0203, 0207 or 0208. There is only one code for London, 020. All 020 numbers have an 8-digit local number, so all 8 digits after 020 need to be dialed.
Someone sent this
email. Calls the show and wants to omit the London area code because they have an 020 number already, then they need to dial 3286 6370. Okay, now this is where... Both of us responded at the same time,
yeah.
And it's down to you to guess
okay, who did
which response came from which person.
And just be careful, because we've been a bit swear-heavy tonight, so let's just tread carefully.
One of us replied, people seem to manage. One of us replied...
Who gives...
SH1T.
Yeah, so you have to guess...
Chatters... Which one said which
Who
thing?
Who said which thing? Hello, Max. You're taking a snapshot. What are you doing? I didn't know you could take snapshots.
You can't do it sneakily. You got dubbed in.
I'm trying to figure out how to do this.
It's like me earlier on with the Zoom.
All three of us, Max. All three of us, mate.
I know. I've been following you around from the other... from the other show, and I finally found you. But
oh, nice
I just
one.
Don't understand what I'm doing.
No,
not a we.
Well, I think that sums up the whole country during lockdown. You're right, Max.
Yeah, but you're sorry.
Are you all right? Have you been out in the garden? You've either been out in the garden or drinking all day.
No, I've been on my balcony all day. Yeah,
beautiful, beautiful, nice. It's been hot today, isn't it?
Yeah, I live right opposite the seafront at Hove.
Oh, so, nice.
Yeah, I know. It's been beautiful today. Wow, really
I like
beautiful.
I like a bit of Hove. It gets overlooked by because of Brighton. Everyone, Brighton. Hove.
Good. I'm glad the whole boy go to Brighton, then Hove gets left alone and be more refined.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. This is Hove, actually.
What can we do for you, Max?
Well, no, I've just been following you around because I did phone a couple of times when you were on the other program.
Yeah.
And you probably don't remember. And I have to say that you guys are so much more relaxed now and it's really good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You know, it is really good because my feeling before was that you just attracted all the trolls in the world. Oh, yes. I can see you now.
Hello.
You attracted all the... And you actually, you know, you attracted them and you responded to them. And sometimes it was, my opinion anyway, it was really heavy. But you guys now are so relaxed. It's great to see, actually.
Thank you, mate. That means a lot. There was a certain, you know, kind of tension. It's only towards the end of talk of... are we doing the right things to keep our jobs? You know, being aware we have to keep our jobs, but also trying to be us.
Yeah.
This is more relaxed because we're at home and when Kath comes round, I cook a little bit of dinner and we watch a little bit of telly and, you know, we're trying to make a more relaxed vibe. Still don't quite know what this show is, but that's really nice to hear how you feel, how you view it.
And I'm sure there's a lot of people that do feel the same because... it is unusual what you guys have got, and you know, I don't know why I want to spend 2 or 3 hours a night watching some of this stuff, but it really is good. But when it got heavy, I'll tell you, I was out of there really quickly.
Good.
It was not good.
What's going on?
That's my ding dong clock. I'm a bit of a watch freak, a watch and clock freak. So that's my chiming clocks.
How many have you got?
I've got 3 in here.
Love it.
But watches and stuff, I've got too many.
Okay. Flipping, it's like Pinocchio's dad's house, isn't it?
Yep.
Geppetto.
Yeah. Yep.
I was going to say Geppetto, but Geppetto. He's this lot.
To bring them up to your level, don't sink to theirs. Don't sink to... Well, Max, I'm glad you found us, mate. I'm glad you've worked out Skype.
Well, it's the first time I've used Skype for years and years and years and years, to be honest.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, that's great. So if do you just keep on appearing on my screen... Because I didn't even realise I was calling you, to be honest. I was trying to watch live, but there you go. You've trapped me.
Right. Well, so you're watching up. Right. So you can see us now on Skype, but you're watching us on Twitch.
No, I'm not watching you on anything apart from Skype. I've just got you on Skype.
You need to come off Skype.
Right.
And you need to go. I'm going to give you a web address.
Oh, God.
Write this down. It's an easy one. It's an easy one.
Oh, we have serious specs on.
That's all right. Yeah. I've got... Yeah, tell me about it.
I got a feeling it's going to be another 3 or 4 months before we hear from Max again. Yeah, it's before we see Max.
No. You're joking. I've got more computers here than you can shake
a stick at. Yeah, you don't know how to use them. All right. You thought you were listening to us and you've Skyped us.
Let's fire up the mainframe, Max.
Yeah, it will take some time to get back. Give us the web address.
Right. So it's Twitch.
Yep.
.tv.
Yep.
/
Yep.
IAINLEE.
I A I-A-I-N-L-E-E. Right.
And then
I will put that in now.
All right. And if you want to join in, you can watch us on there. If you want to join in the chat that's going on, that may or may not interest you. It's really easy to create an account. You can do it with your Facebook or your email. It's free. That's if you want to type little messages. But if you just want to watch us, that should be enough.
That's cool. I'll do that. Can I send you some money as well?
No, don't get this. Have this on us. Have this one on us, Max.
We should be sending you money.
Exactly. Take care and let us know if you manage to get in, all right?
Okay. Good luck with the show, guys. You're doing a great job, all right?
Thank you. Thanks, mate. Max. See you later on. Ta-ra. Bye-bye. What a nice guy.
I thought it was brave. First time watching and he was ringing up. No.
I didn't even know I was calling. If Max pops up in the chat. Oh, of course, everyone's going to make a fake Max.
Oh, no.
Account now, aren't they? That's what they're going to do. That was good.
Yes, balcony shirts. Max is a dude.
I like. Can we get some Max merch?
Je suis Max.
Scott, yeah, let's get some Max merch. That's what we need. That's exactly what we're after.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, thank you for downloading the Late Night Alternative with me, Catherine Boyle, and him.
Thank you very much indeed. We want to thank our sponsors. Thank you to Somers Waste Solutions. They have national coverage. They can help companies any size, big and small. They can reduce your carbon footprint, make your company greener, and probably save you money. Want to find out more? Go to SomersWasteSolutions.com. Who else we got?
Gregorian Emerson Family Law Solicitors.
Big up Gregorian!
They cut out the he said, she said. They take a unique joint legal and psychological approach to family law, and they help as many mums as they do dads.
GELaw.co.uk. And finally, for now, Poseidon Safety Management. They're on Facebook.com/PoseidonSafety and Twitter.com/PoseidonSafe. Note the difference. They make making Devil and Cornwall better. They have local patrols by local people.
You said devil.
Did I say devil?
Yeah.
There's a Freudian slip. I meant Devon. On with the show. Oh, by the way, if you want to sponsor us, send us an email to latenightalternative@gmail.com. Oh two oh three 286 6370 is the telephone number. Now we're cooking. Now we're cooking. 10:30. Now we're cooking. Now we're up to, we're just shy of 1,000. Let's wait. See what we'll do. We're going to wait until we get 1,000 viewers before we go any further. Just 6 more viewers. It's all we need. 6 more viewers. I'm going to do a little retweet of the link. I'm just going to type the link in. We need 6 more viewers. We need 6 more viewers before the show continues. www.twitch.tv/IanLee. Okay. And we won't carry on till we get what it is we are after.
So once Max gets in, we'll have 1. That means 5 more.
Well, yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Someone is saying, "Oh, we've done it 1,003. There we go. Right, we need to lose. I said 1,000. We need to lose 3 viewers."
I'm sure we will with time.
Can I ask you a question?
Oy.
I want to tell you. My head is fit. I mustn't sing Beatles songs, then everything gets taken mm-hmm. down. This was my trick in the jungle. If we said something
that you regretted,
that we regretted, I'd instantly start singing Hey Jude. So that it could be done, but it'll be a really you'd have to get the world's best editor to make it possible. So if someone said, because I was keeping the fact I was separated from my wife a secret, I told a couple of people when I knew there weren't cameras, and we did have periods when there weren't cameras, but if someone mentioned it, Hey Jude!
But obviously someone on set was grassing.
I love the way you jump.
It's really loud in my ears. Someone on set was obviously grassing, because that's when they started sniffing around.
No, I tell you when they no one grassed. I tell you what it was, because no one knew. Kez let it slip when she came out. Kez let it slip by accident. She didn't say it, but she said, "Oh well, Ian's doing really well considering everything that's going on at home."
Ah,
what? But no, I tell you what it was. Before I went in the jungle, so I was kept for a week, like miles away, like an hour's drive away from where everyone else was kept. In this crappy hotel, and all I would do is I'd get up every morning with my chaperone, go and have breakfast, and I'd doze out by the pool listening to a really long, dull book about Bob Dylan, audiobook, and then I'd go back to my room and I'd watch terrible movie. Anyway, it's awful. And why am I telling? Oh, yeah. And then when everyone went into the jungle, apart from me, I moved to wherever it was they had been staying, that area.
Right.
And then so you're kept secret. And then you're told, right, tomorrow we're going to announce that you're doing this. Mm-hmm. OK. And you will meet the press. So you go out and you have... like loads of photo shoots. You kind of, and here he is. Here's our next contestant, Ian Lee. You go, "Hi everyone, hi," and you go and have loads of a whole day of photo shoots. Pictures of me getting in a helicopter that I never actually flew in. Pictures of me walking along the beach in a suit. Pictures of me. Was I dressed up at that point? Maybe I wore the outfit. I might have worn the outfit for some of those pictures. I don't know. But if you see pictures of me in a suit and a tie walking along a beach, that's from that day. And then we filmed.
You filmed the stuff for Vote For Me, didn't you?
Yeah, we filmed all of that. And then in the Versace Hotel, I had to do like a little press, meet the press. And it was someone from The Star, The Sun, and maybe The Mail, someone else. And so we sat there and I'd made a conscious decision up until then, even though I was separated, I'd made a conscious decision. I was wearing my wedding ring. And I thought, when I go to Australia, I'm not going to wear the wedding ring. That was a really dumb mistake if I wanted to keep what was going on a secret. So we sat there and it was all really, really nice and a lovely chat. And, I think your time with Ian is done now. Any more questions? And the woman from The Star said, "Yeah, I've got a question. Are you looking for love in there?" And I said, "No, I'm married." "Oh, okay. It's just you're not wearing a wedding ring." And I instantly went, I've made the decision not to wear a wedding ring.
Meanwhile, that reporter's going.
Well, that day, they're turning up at my ex-wife's house. They're turning up at my mother-in-law's house. You know, my agent had to say, you cannot take any pictures of those kids. Mm-hmm. He's not giving you permission to. And that's why. The press said, "Look, we know two things about Ian, right? We know two things. We know he's getting divorced or he's divorced. And we also know he's in there to pay for his mum's care home," which was not true. Mm-hmm. That bit was not true. We'd just done a thing a few months before on the show about care home fees and how she might have to move and stuff. So someone had heard that and put two and two together. And my agent said, "Okay, I tell you what, if you promise to leave the family alone, I'll give you all you need to know about him paying for his mum's care home fees." Complete lie. That's why my agent is a genius.
But they'd suggested it.
They'd suggested it. And so he ran with that. And he said, "Yeah, okay, look, he doesn't want it known, but yeah, he's doing it. I think he's doing it to cover his mum's care home fees. And he really doesn't want it to be a story. But if you can have that if you leave the family alone." Deals with the devil, guys. deals with the devil. So yeah. So why was I telling you that? What was that for? I can't remember. Why did I talk about that?
Can you remember?
Can you remember why I was telling you that? Hey Jude.
Oh yeah. If you said something that you didn't want going out, you would sing.
And that's how they knew, because there wasn't someone on the inside, because no one on the inside knew. Because I would only, I only really spoke to Jenny about it. I guess I must have, I mentioned it to, oh, do you know what? Actually, I did mention it when we went and did the thing where we were in the booths, which I've still not seen.
Dingo Bingo.
Should we watch the thing where I'm in the booth?
It was funny.
Do you mind if we watch that?
Well, do you mind?
I don't mind. I don't think I've watched it. I've got the whole thing on DVD. They send you the DVD. What was it called?
Dingo Bingo.
Dingo. That'll be on here somewhere.
It's funny. Yeah, it is.
I love that. The thing I didn't like was it was really late at night, right? And the problem of doing them late at night is you often wouldn't get back to the camp till about one or two. And then you would have to, you'd have to have a cold shower at night.
So?
And then you'd have to be up about like six. If it was a live show the next day, they would wake you up. Okay, campmates. Then you got told off if you said housemates. Okay, campmates, it's time. They wouldn't tell you what time it was, but it's
was there a loud speaker?
Yeah.
Oh, what, yeah, like Teletubbies?
But the weirdest thing was at night, you'd fall asleep, and I was on some wicked medication. I was on my mirtazapine, so I was sleeping like a baby. It's one of the reasons I did it. And you'd quite often be sort of woken up by a man who was changing your batteries. And you have to wear your microphone when you're asleep, and would come and change your batteries. And that was a bit freaky. You weren't. It was freaky.
So when you're asleep, someone's tampering with your.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Do you guys want to watch a little bit of this? Because I've not seen this. So this was a challenge. This I loved, right? Because maybe I told everyone here. This is where I told everyone during what it went on for ages. The long, long old breaks and stuff. Where I told everyone I was in recovery and I didn't drink. But I told Jenny and I told... You would have told Shappy and... I must have told Kez, because I quite like Kez, I was getting divorced, and that's partly what I was doing. The thing. Do you know what? Is this weird for you to watch this?
No. You were awesome in this, because this was, you went into Ian Lee television presenter mode.
I love this. Oh, this gave me something to do, and I thought, right, let's just make this fit to screen. I thought, this is...
Anyway, why would you ask me if I'm all right with it?
Well, because I'm hijacking our show.
Go for it. All right. Some other bits of it made me absolutely livid, but this bit I loved.
Okay, let's have a little. All right, let's have a little look-see. Let's see how much of this. We weren't allowed to talk to. Oh, look, there's me.
Yeah.
Oh, this is weird. We weren't allowed to talk to these people, but we would have great fun
talking at them.
What time is it? What did you do today? Huh? Yeah. Well, have you seen any movies? Is the Prime Minister dead? You know, we just stuff like that. When I went in and did my first, go on.
Benji Clay, what made you livid, Catherine? People being arseholes to my friend.
When I went in and we went back to the camp, and Stanley took me to one side and said, is Boris still Foreign Minister? And I went, I'm afraid he's dead.
No, you didn't.
Let's go through and have a look. Hey, we've walked out of the jungle and then we find this whole...
Can I just say, all right, this is a family-friendly stream, but just look at these trousers.
Hey, we've walked...
What's going on there?
I know.
Look at that.
Is that your battery pack?
No, that ain't. Oh, you can't see. Hang on a minute.
It's behind little Frank.
There you go, guys. Let's go over this side. Look at this. This guy's working it. I'm loving it, and I'm there with Toff. Was quite grumpy actually, and Rebecca Vardy, I just, you know, was like a black hole. But who else is in this? But Chappie was quite hard to do tasks with actually. Sometimes she'd get quite angry. Remember, I did one really early on. Maybe it was the second thing I did with her and Dennis, and they were getting really angry with me, and it was awful. It was horrible. Anyway.
Jungle, and then we find this whole Dingo Bingo.
Is it fun.
Bingo!
Celebrities, roll up, roll up. It's ding.
Right, so one of what's going to happen is... So they do. What's going to happen is... You're going to follow the path, and when you get there, you're going to see there's going to be a sign in front of you. If you can just stand around the sign, there'll be a mark on the floor, and if one of you could read the card out,
oh, they didn't delegate then. They didn't say, right, it's going to be you.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Bingo night. Everyone can be a winner.
Right.
Play to complete a full house, and then shout dingo bingo to exit the game.
Anything in a booth. I didn't like anything in a booth. But you could cheat a bit because you could see the hole. It's a big hole where they're going to drop stuff, so you could move.
Mm-hmm.
But just being in a booth, I didn't like. It was claustrophobic. And
Vardy cheated in this one because she put hair bands over her.
Oh yeah, I thought that was out of order. I think I called her out for that.
Yeah,
that was out of order.
First, you must choose a caller to name the balls as they are selected. This campaign will stay in the game until the last player is called Dingo Bingo. Once all players have called a full house, the game will end.
Now, I was very nervous about putting myself forward for stuff, but I thought, I want to do this because I'll be funny at this. This, I'll get a chance to shine, and also it'll take my mind off having crap poured on me.
All those who successfully complete the challenge will win a prize from the prize shack this evening. Now, get ready, it's Dingo Bingo,
bingo time!
Woo!
Yes!
I felt so out of... I don't think I'd become particularly close to Jenny then, because she was very sensible and kind of... just kept her head down and got on with stuff. Kez, I struggled with a little bit. I haven't seen her for ages, but I liked her afterwards. But I struggled with her a little bit in there. She's quite intense. And, yeah, you know.
Choose a caller to name the balls.
I think you should do that, Ian, because you've got the biggest mouth here.
There we go.
That has to be a dig.
Funny, but it's...
it is hilarious.
It's rude.
You've got the biggest mouth here.
It's funny, but it's...
it is hilarious.
It's rude at the same time as well.
Oh, I can be a lot ruder if you want.
I know.
There we go. That was. Look at me there. Look at me there.
Oh, I can be a lot ruder if you want.
I know.
Dark energy.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.